Coming up at 8 o'clock is Purple Haze, tonight being presented by Nick Black. You're listening to The Space Show.
Your voice in the community. The Great Southern Sounds of Melbourne. 88.3 Southern FM.
April the 5th marked the 50th anniversary of the launch of the Pioneer 11 spacecraft on a mission to Jupiter, Saturn, and out of the solar system. The launch of the two Pioneer probes had been approved in 1969 February, following several years of discussion by the scientific and engineering community. Two craft, Pioneer F and G, were built. They were 2.9 metres long and 2.7 metres in diameter. They were to traverse the asteroid belt past Jupiter, and then one of them would pass Saturn before continuing out of the solar system. There was some nervousness because no craft had ever gone through the asteroid belt between the orbits of Mars and Jupiter. It was known that the chances of colliding with a large asteroid was infinitesimally small. But the population of smaller meteoroids was quite unknown. An impact with a tiny pebble would be disastrous. Another hazard was the unknown radiation belts at Jupiter and Saturn. If the radiation was very high, then the electronic circuits would be fried. Another hazard was the passage past the rings of Saturn. These were thought to be made of ice and dust grains. No one knew how far they extended out from Saturn. Well, Pioneer F was launched in 1972, March the 3rd, on a direct ascent trajectory towards Jupiter. Once safely on its way, it was renamed Pioneer 10. On 1972, July 15, Pioneer was declared to have entered the asteroid belt. In 1973, February, Pioneer 10 emerged unscathed from the belt. There were far fewer small particles in the belt than had been anticipated. This gave confidence to engineers preparing Pioneer G for launch. On April 6, it was on its way, now renamed Pioneer 11. Like its twin, it too passed successfully through the asteroid belt. In 1973, December, Pioneer 10 passed to within 130,354 kilometres of Jupiter's cloud tops at a speed of 132,000 kilometres per hour. It photographed Jupiter and its moons and made measurements of its magnetic fields and radiation. As expected, the radiation was very high, yet Pioneer 10 survived. Now, Pioneer 10 did not go to Saturn, but it did cross Saturn's orbit in 1976. It went on past the orbits of Uranus in 1980 and Pluto in 1983. It is now silently cruising into interstellar space at 40,000 kilometres per hour, mankind's first emissary to the stars. Eventually, it will pass through the constellation of Taurus. Now, Pioneer 11 left the asteroid belt in 1974 March and continued towards Jupiter. On 1974 December the 2nd, Pioneer 11 skimmed 43,000 kilometres above the Jovian cloud tops, and it was going at a speed of 173,000 kilometres per hour. To do so, it passed through the greatest intensity of the radiation belts. At this time, Pioneer was behind Jupiter as seen from Earth and out of contact. For more than 20 minutes, mission controllers waited for the tiny craft to emerge. Then the good folks at the Tidbinbilla tracking station near Canberra picked up the signal. A huge cheer went up. Pioneer 11 had survived, albeit with some radiation damage. In 1979 September, Pioneer 11 became the first spacecraft to fly past Saturn. The planet's gravity flung the craft out of the solar system in a different direction from its twin. Contact was maintained with both craft for several decades as they headed out towards interstellar space, but contact has been lost with them about 10 years ago. So happy birthday, Pioneer 11.